Blog Talk Radio.
They're pretty much
go, a go ahead, go, a go ahead, go, a go ahead.
So I know we gon' be here a while. In the bathroom, flat irons and nail files. Spending hours in salons on your hairstyle. And in the mall, steady racking up the air miles. Hit the gym, step on the scale, stare at the number. You say you dropping 10 pounds, preparing for summer. And you don't do it for the man, man never noticed. You just do it for yourself, you the fucking coldest. Intelligent too, ooh, you my sweetheart. I've always liked my women book and street smart. Long as they got a little class like half days. And the confidence to overlook my past ways. Time heals all, and heels hurt to walk in. But they go with the clutch that you carry your lip gloss in. And look, I really think nobody does it better. I love the way that you put it together.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? You, oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Well, aren't you a breath of fresh air from all these superficial gold-digging bitches in here? They get a ball of fit that they ain't gotta pick a career. Guess they plan on sucking dicks until some meals appear. Like, voila, you do it right, he just might buy you a car. Man, she play these suckers just like B.O.B. played a guitar. Now here you are, with your girls having drinks at the bar. I say I'm buying, you decline, that is kinda bizarre. Independent with the demeanor of an R&B singer. Naked ring finger, M3 Beamer, champagne rain, triple white gag. Closet full of brand new clothes and handbags. Alexander McQueen, Prada, Gucci, Chanel, D&G, BCBG, Versace, Louis, and BB. You ain't needy, greedy, or easy as these other breezes who fuck for bowels of reason, the bowls of baked ziti.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? You, oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. And my NY girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big.
And my LA girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. And my CO girl, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, nail done, hair done.
Said go Cinderella, go Cinderella. Orgasm, blush, lipstick, gigacilla. Devil in a tight dress, girl, you a killer. And ain't nobody realer, and ain't nobody realer. Go, 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 go.
Showtime.
Go, 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 go.
As we proceed.
5 1/2 and boys, asses off the hook. Cinderella about to lose the glass off her foot. And when I find it, it's when I find you. And we can do the things we never got the time to. Better late than never, but never late is better. They tell me time is money, but we'll spend it together. I'm down for whatever, you just lead the way. We go to dinner, y'all don't even look at me to pay. Mature women with more than me were the first to tempt me. And Jason had this girl Tammy with a purple Bentley. How she got it, I ain't never get to ask. I just knew that she was fine like a ticket on the dash. Yeah, but shout out to the homeowners, the girls that got diplomas and enough money to loan us a little something extra, should we ever need it. If it sounds like you, then let me hear you repeat it.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nails done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? You, oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nails done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
These ain't no guest jeans. I dropped out of school, I'm still getting mad, but nigga don't test me. I played to the left, they went to the right, they tried to finesse me. Still riding around with that blicky, I hope they don't catch me. Police ain't ready, that spot, so we went to the next street. Feel like I'm dumb, as soon as it pop, I'm going retarded. He say I'm hard and he say I'm garbage, I'm rich regardless. We in Miami, the middle of the winter, and we on them jet skis. If we in Atlanta, I'm running the cat and I'm working the red.
I cannot mention my homies inside of my song, cause I know they be trapping a lot. I can't keep taking these pills when I'm in the trenches, they say I be capping a lot. I know a nigga who said he got rich all the dope, but I know he be acting a lot. I know some niggas who said that they took down the city, but niggas be lacking a lot. Yeah. That shit was awful, nigga had that dog food. That day they shot you, I slid on the mongoose. You could not come back around me, you turned your back on me, I cannot forget. The police was lying, they said that they caught you, but nigga, they made you admit. Your name was fine, you put in that work, they took your stick, you a bitch. Fuck my ass, they be on my dick, they all be mad, we rich. Turn up.
Under 25, living like a boss, lying around with a chauffeur. I don't sell drugs, still be paranoid, keep looking over my shoulder. Niggas lying like I'm stealing swag, but it's my shit like I wrote it.
These rappers really nice as hell, I'm a different nigga when I'm pissed off. Many say he gon' press up on who? I'ma get the steal like I'm Chris Paul. Back to back to bourbons, I'm a big dog. I was in the slum serving fentanyls. I be laying junkies having withdrawals. I've been getting to a lot of missed calls. Turn it off, what the fuck is he talking about? I should slap you for saying he hot as me. I don't know who could fuck me, honestly. They know I'm the man, so they watching me. Different color bands like Monopoly. Many must not be using his hair. If he thinking I don't keep a Glock with me, that's like suicide. If you play with us, got a better chance at the lottery. Call an ambulance when that chopper sweep. Make the crowd dance, choreography. Once I got a plan, ain't no stopping me. Three car garage, $1 million crib with a foreign bitch riding on top of me. A lot of people done said I want B shit. Well, I guess they owe me an apology.
These ain't no guest jeans. I dropped out of school, I'm still getting mad, but nigga don't test me. I played to the left, they went to the right, they try to finesse me. Still riding around with that blicky, I hope they don't catch me. Police ain't ready, that spot, so we went to the next street. Play like I'm dumb, as soon as it pop, I'm going retarded. He say I'm hard and he say I'm garbage, I'm rich regardless. We in Miami, the middle of the winter, and we on them jet skis. If we in Atlanta, I'm running the cat and I'm working the red key.
Hey, recording live from East New York, Brooklyn. We're gonna wrap this year up in 5, 4,
we gonna start 3, 2, 1. He had a busy year.
Shit happens, niggas want me to talk about it. They love guys, the bitches want me to talk about it.
Whoa.
It's all over the gram, so I'ma talk about it. You heard what happened, niggas want me to talk about it.
Whoa.
Sick crazy, niggas want me to talk about it. You heard what happened, niggas want me to talk about it. Shit happens, niggas want me to talk about it. Fuck our niggas still, I'ma talk about
niggas
it.
In Paris, Kanye, Jay-Z.
Ooh.
Niggas in Paris, Rob, Kim, KB.
Jay
mad, he ain't get a call from Jay-Z. Jay like niggas get robbed, they be. Jay Cole kicked you while you was down. He no controversial sales, he got an album out now. Damn, yeah, the people don't trust you. Bush don't like black people, but you think Donald Trump do.
Right.
Don't meet with Donald Trump to talk about us, yeah.
No.
You ain't got the answers, just like you told
you. Ain't got the answers.
It's the truth, I ain't talking crazy, yeah. Just know the streets still rock with them Yeezys, yeah. But Rihanna ain't rocking with Travis.
No.
Somebody should have told him that she was a savage. He like, pick up the phone, baby. I know you're home, baby.
Stop calling.
It's a dub, nigga, no more dates. She ain't pick up the phone cause she was creeping with Drake. You was just another dude on the hit list. Even Mad Skills gotta like how I flipped this.
Yeah.
Fuck it if he don't, yeah, I Debo'd his shit. Heard you last year saying that little slick shit.
I heard you.
Took a meeting with 50 bills done in the hour. I'm genuine now, you might see me on power.
50,
if 50 got beef, I'm involved. We can send me automatic or Trey Yay Revolve. Had a dream big, told me get Lil Yachty wrong. Kim and Jim Jones still got problems. Kim told Andy Jimmy ain't from Harlem.
Crazy.
Shit happens, niggas want me to talk about it. They love guys, the bitches want me to talk about it.
Whoa.
It's all over the gram, so I'ma talk about it. Girl, what happens, niggas want me to talk
man,
about
that
it.
Man, that game be first, Meek Millie. Got my nigga Beanie Siegel knocked out in Philly.
Damn.
Troy Gav at the club on camera letting it clap. Troy got shot, got up, start shooting back.
Gangsta.
And now Troy Gav fighting the case. Got shot again on Christmas, he can't get a break. Bobby 6-7, so Riley could get 7 years. He could've took a plea, been home in the gear.
Real shit.
Ayo, Bobby, we salute ya. Cause
designer got famous, is that like Future? Gucci came home ready for marriage. Drake bought a Ferrari for 21 Savage. Man, I think he did that to get Meek mad. Drake still got mainstream on they knee pads. I mean, you see he did a Miller his first week. Jeezy outsold Meek Miller his first week. J. Cole did a half a Miller his first week. Trump needs to get killed in office his first week. Yeah, I saw Titan dancing on Mayweather. For the kids, I hope I see y'all stay together. I watch they show, I like their chemistry. If he cheat, time he cheat back, but now it's the enemy. Kodak Black fighting a rape charge. I think the nigga did it. Nah, I'm just playing, y'all.
Kodak innocent.
Shit happens, niggas want me to talk about it. They love guys, the bitches want me to talk about it. It's all over the gram, so I'ma talk about it. Who was on academics? Who feelings you want me to hurt? Adrian Brown is talking about suicide. Niggas on the gram was like, hurry up, do it and die. Soulja Boy beefing with Quavo got locked up. Lucky they ain't finding Draco. That boy got more beef than the burger. On Instagram, he pulled out the purple burner. That's a good gun, the pistol with Lil Yachty with. Like, that's a biggie, that's what you get for popping shit.
Watch your mouth.
And tell Lil Kim my man for bringing Rich on me Quan, not making Biggie look bad.
Wow.
He was fucking up the words to a classic. The way the nigga dance, I think the nigga a faggot. Rest in peace to the greatest, Muhammad Ali. Mr. Flow like a butterfly, sing like a bee. Dave Chappelle came back, got 60 mil. Whoa. Man, rest in peace to Prince, he overdosed on pills. Remember Purple Rain had that vibe. Damn, Tommy for Martin when no jaw died. LeBron did it for Cleveland and got that ring. Bernard Hopkins got knocked out the fucking ring. No Durant, Russell Westbrook doing the thing. Durant dick ride Golden State to get a ring. Can't beat him, so you join him, right? You a traitor, fuck cancer. Rest in peace to Craig Sager. Future said fuck Diddy, Diddy ain't give him no Ciroc. He fuck Scottie Pippen, wiping some Gucci flip-flops. Kobe scored 60 in his last game. AI got inducted in the Hall of Fame. Baby still ain't pay Lil Wayne. Told the Breakfast Club, put some respect on his name. Young and May getting that money. Ooh, hottest record in the country. Mary J. Blige don't want no more drama. On through a divorce, her husband trying to rob her.
He a bum.
Black China Kardashian. She had a baby with Rob Kardashian.
She came up.
Took the baby, then left that fat fuck. Now he on the gram like she left me and took a stop. She ain't love you or like you like that. She used you to get poppin' and pay Tiger back. Should've peeped that from the beginning. Amber Rose had a TV show, these hoes when
they lit.
Chloe still can't keep her legs tight. If you a rapper or a ball player, she'll let the fuck
for real.
Hey, 6 months, he switch them up. I won't put my thumb in college in the butt.
Ew.
I'm just playing, but 21 Savage ain't. He won't fuck her, he thinks Tiger a sucker.
Me too.
Police surrounded Chris Brown crib, cause some white chick lied about some shit he did. Cat Williams got choked out by a little kid. Misha Lay sold us what Dr. Dre did. He was looking like a young Ike Turner. He ain't just beat her ass, he shot at her with the burner.
That's a nigga with an attitude.
Shit happens, niggas want me to talk about it. They love guys, the bitches want me to talk about it. It's all over the gram, so I'ma talk about it. Hell, what happened? Police shooting the cars while kids in the back. Man, not even Scarface would've did that. We catch it on camera and nothing don't happen. Cops got killed in Dallas, that needed to happen. Blame the government for that, that's their fault. Police kill us, get probation in the same court. They give us life and if we catch the body. Yes, they got the power, get it right like Tommy. America's racist and they ain't hiding. Trump won the KKK's out of assignment. You know the crackers don't like our skin color, they hate us. Rest in peace to Tupac, mother, dear mama. God bless the Phoenix and call. She wouldn't like Kaepernick for kneeling down on the floor. When the national anthem play, they don't respect us. They kill us and lock us up, they don't serve and protect us. Trump's the new president, what you mad for? How long y'all thought the president was gonna be black for? Barack Obama did his thing, but he was just another puppet on the government string.
I'm just saying.
This year we had a lot of deaths. We lost Shorty Low and Bankroll Press. Fife Dog and Big Cat Pass. Flex said Low Bad Wild Music Trash. And he said Low Yachty got that mumble rap. It's them little kids that pop Molly that fuck with that. Now we don't fuck with that. Culture vultures. New York finally sounding like it's supposed to. Sounding like Timberlands and Champion hoodies. Salute to Dave East, Dog Q and A Boogie. Play this for Mad Skills, he gon' hate it. Fed John Remy Grammy nominated. Remy and Nicki taking shots at each other too. Rap is a sport, man, that's what they supposed to do. Yeah, that's the essence of hip-hop. DJ Juice, he gon' love the hip-hop. Drake with J-Lo on some puppy shit. Mariah never heard.
All right. Peace to the gods. What's going on? Let me start these lives up. Here we go again. Facebook don't want to start up. It's all good. So what up? Peace to the gods. What's going on out there? This your man, Jonah Bay. You listening to the Jonah Bay Show, where I go in on law and history. Tonight, I was long overdue to talk about this subject again, so I'm going to talk about it. Someone sent this to me. So it's called Reclaim Your Accounts. So we're about to go in, but we got a up-and-coming webinar jumping off this weekend, and it's going to be right here in Atlanta, October 9th. It's down downtown Atlanta. For more information, go to jonahbay.com to get your tickets and get the address. It's 133 Carnegie Way. $300. Yeah, I know the Facebook is down. I just told you that the Facebook was acting up. It wasn't going live. But it's all good. What I'll do is I'll take it from YouTube and move it over to Facebook. You know what I mean? Facebook be on some bullshit. Ever since they banned me that 1 week. It ain't worked since. They be doing that shadow ban shit. I'm just going to cut out the Facebook and just put it back up later on. So right now, I'm on Instagram and I'm on YouTube, so you know where to get it from. But anyway, then we got a newbie seminar jumping off. He said he talking about everywhere. It should be YouTube is live. There's people up there with their what's name up. I think it's your phone, yourself. Go to YouTube Live. It should be there. Look up Jonah Bay. And I'm definitely on what's the name on Blog Talk? Someone said, where could I get an item sent to you directly to you? Let me answer that real quick. All right. Now, like I said, I got a newbie seminar coming up the next following week in Jersey, you know what I mean? For more information and to look at the flyer, go to jonahbay.com to get that info. Although, what? What day? For the flyer, go to Instagram or Facebook for the flyer, and it's up there for the newbie webinar. For all you new people, it's a seminar out there in Jersey, and it's the next following weekend after this weekend. All right, so I guess let me get started. It says, this is the complete instruction package that we have created. I didn't create this shit. With forms, phone numbers, and information that would also like to include and will call Tank to get into this little fervor. Please forward this to Fisher so he may review if any of y'all have questions or need help. Here's the latest stuff I found this weekend and have discussed and sent to Tank, but here they are below. Then it says, this is a new prepaid card. This is the way to get access to large funds held in your Social Security accounts. So in order to be clear, first of all, you do got money in your Social Security accounts if you put into those accounts, right? But it's not what they're saying. That shit's not true. And notice these people don't have no laws for you or anything. A lot of this shit came from privatesolutions.com. And it says, so in order to be clear, steps to take to access Social Security master accounts. Number one, redeem birth certificate. Number two, file in state of birth and in one of these three redemption states. Number three, post your bond with the Treasury. Number four, once you receive confirmation, your green card that you mailed out from the Treasury bond is activated. Number five, apply for QSIP number through www.qsip.com. Six, open up a commercial account and a TDA account, Treasury Direct account. Number seven, apply for the DTC registration, obtain counsel. Number eight, bond becomes live again on stock market. Number nine, pull down funds from the TDA through pass-through account. Number 10, start paying debts. Number 11, you can never walk into a bank and get cash from this commercial account. You may only pay bills once you transfer bank accounts, receives funds, and will immediately issue the MT-760 to block your account. This MT-760 cannot be monetized, only debt payments. What am I talking about, y'all? This is, once again, a new play on what they call the secure party creditor process. It don't work. It never worked. Where's the people with all this money? And here's my thing. Notice I didn't tell you not one law, because they don't give you law. They just tell you to go do these things. Now, I didn't do this process. I did one very similar to it, maybe about 20 years ago. And believe me when I tell you, it didn't get me paid. But this is the shit y'all believe, the newbies believe, and shit like that. People who's been learning from me for a while know this shit don't work. You got all these posers out there teaching this shit or something very similar. You got your Yusefs, you got your Tazadats, you got all these people. You got your Michael Novak. Y'all call him Brother Perlite. And, yo, none of these niggas is paid. They not paid, and the people they taught to do it ain't paid. What's going on with it? Y'all really do think this exists? I want to open up the call lines. I want to hear from people, see what the hell they think about this shit. How many times are y'all going to try the secure party creditor process in different variations? I want to know how many times. Yeah, the SPC does not work. Even the UCC says it. I should be the most famous for this one right here. You go to UCC 9-311, Perfections of Securities. Right? Except as otherwise provided in subsection D, the filing of a financial statement is not necessary or effective to perfect security interests and property subject to a statute, regulation, treaty, whose requirements for security interests obtain priority over the rights of the lien creditor with respect to the property preempt section 9-310A. Number two, list any statute covering automobiles, trailers, mobile homes, boats, farms, tractors, or the like, which provide for security interests to be indicated on a certificate of title as a condition of the results of perfection in any non-UCC central filing statute. So, I read it pretty quick. But the first thing it says is a financial statement is not necessary or effective. It's telling you it doesn't work. The UCC itself tells you it doesn't work. If the thing that you're trying to secure has a title to it, your birth certificate is a title, so you can't take over the straw man with a UCC-1. You have to go get the title. This is why we tell you, or I tell you, to authenticate the birth certificate, to make it into a true title, and then put your affidavit of ownership on it. Just doesn't work the way they're teaching you that. Now, nowhere in this reclaim your account process did it tell you to authenticate. Not one time it told you to do that. Right? It is flawed information. Nothing about that information is true. No one who has ever done it has gotten anything from it. I know newbies. See, the old people heard this mad times before. The newbies is upset. They real upset. It's probably the first time they're hearing this. Probably the first time they heard the law that said it doesn't work. I've been saying it for years. They tell you, oh, you send those bonds up to the Treasury Direct. You can discharge anything. It don't work. I gave you the law, which is 31 U.S.C. 3113. Right? Accepting gifts. And in this law, it tells you that they discharge when they want to discharge, when it's in the interest of the government. I don't give a fuck how many SPC contracts you do, how many offset bonds you send to the Treasury. It's never going to get offset. Unless they want to. It doesn't help you to do it whatsoever. Whatsoever, it does not help you to discharge anything. But they've been telling you these lies for many years. About 20 years they've been telling you this. Right here. 31 U.S.C. 3113, accepting gifts. To provide the people of the United States with an opportunity to make gifts to the United States government to be used to reduce the public debt. The public debt is your debt. Number one, the Secretary of the Treasury may accept for the government a gift of A, money made on the condition that it be used to reduce the public debt. B, which, by the way, y'all be doing accepted for value and all that, and you don't write on there, reduce the public debt. It said you had to put that condition. That's the difference. When you know the law, you know the things to write on these instruments. Then it says B, an obligation the government included in the public debt made only on the condition that the obligation is canceled, retired, and not reissued. C, other intangible personal property made only on the condition that the property be sold and the proceeds from the sale be used to reduce the public debt. And two, the administrator of general service may accept for the government a gift tangible property made only on the condition that it be sold and the proceeds from the sale be used to reduce the public debt. Now, this is the killer part right here. B, the secretary and the administrator of GSA each may reject a gift under this section when the rejection is in the interest of the government. See, this is why when you do GSA bonds, you do set off, you do the straight discharge, it doesn't always work. It got to be in the interest of the government. It got to make sense to them, and then they'll do it. If it don't make sense to them, they won't do it. These are things you got to know. But let me open up the call line, see what's going on before I go on with this bullshit process. 828-220. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God.
Peace.
How you feeling today, God?
I'm feeling great. What's up?
Ah, man, I just went to court today, and I just used some of the verbiage that you had on some of your paperwork, and it just, like, threw them for a loop, you know, because it's like on the webinar, it's like the testimony you had with the guy that went for the child support.
Right.
To where at first they'll, like, try to pull you into a room and ask you what you want to do.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I told them I wanted
them. You need to tell them.
I told them I wanted them to drop the charges.
Yes.
You know, and I told them I had a copyright on the name, DBA, and I didn't give consent to the administrative court. And he said, go to courtroom right there. You know what I'm saying? And tell the judge that. So I went in and told the judge that. And he was like, sit down over there. You sit down over there all day, and then we'll see what you got to say. You know what I'm saying? So I sit down, and I said, I'm walking out. You know what I mean? I don't know the outcome of it. It might be a bad outcome, but I know that what I did just, like, threw them for a loop. So now I know I need to go ahead and fill the paperwork out and make sure it's on record.
Yes.
That the court is a real court.
Listen. What you got to remember is when you say things in court, it's called a maxim of law. And they say if it wasn't written, it never happened.
Right.
You got to put it in writing. And most of the time, you're supposed to present it before you even get to court.
True. All right. Well, I know I made a mistake, but I felt good knowing that I was in the right somewhat. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I just got to put the paperwork in and do it the proper way the next time.
Yes, sir. All right.
All right, well, peace, God.
I'm getting at it. Yo, remember, I'm 90% failure. We learn from our mistakes, man. That's how we become good at everything.
Right.
Never try to avoid it.
Indeed.
All right, peace, God. There you go, see? He working that shit out, making it happen. I'm going to 314-280. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
What up?
My brother, I'm going to wait on you and follow the law, brother, because I'm working with these babies and trying to train them by the time they get 18. So I'm following your lead, God.
Right.
That's all I got to say. I got to follow the law. Because they're very advanced in technology, and they study. You know, you can't tell them the wrong thing, because if you tell them the wrong thing, you done lost them.
They be studying what we teaching, too. You know what I mean? But everything is based on law. And this is what I'm saying. I'm looking at all this whole SPC shit. No laws, no instructions, no nothing. They'll tell you what to do. Don't tell you where they got it from or anything else, man.
Yeah, and that's not healthy. That's not healthy with this next generation, because they're more advanced in technology, and they're comprehensive. I know my comprehension, it takes me a while, but their comprehension is right on point, you know? Mm-hmm. So... I'm I'm with the law. I'm with you, brother. I can't jeopardize my family love for a YouTube video.
Man,
I can't get down like that.
So many people get themselves in cases and get locked up listening to people on YouTube who ain't showing them where they're getting this information from. And the truth is, no one knows where they're getting it from. No one knows. And no one asks them either. You don't have to ask me, but if you did, I would have no problem. I'd be like, yo, this law right here, just like I just did, reference two laws to show y'all how to do two things.
Perfect. Right. Exactly.
The security interest in that birth certificate, number one, which is UCC 9-311, right? Then you got how to discharge law, which is 31 USC 3113. And these things will help you navigate to get things done, if done correctly.
You're correct. I was there with you on your on the first seminar, banking seminar, and that was the one that was 9/11 you had broke down.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right. So that's why
we need to know these things. Everyone talking about redemption, and see, that's what's going to go down this weekend. When I go into it, I bring the law that tells you how to redeem. And I break down the law to show you how to redeem. And we know we got to become banks just like Bank of America or any other bank, Bank of New York, Chase, whatever. Now, the question is, yes, you can use 31 USC 3113 for unsecured obligations. You can discharge. Right? But me, myself, people that listen, they know I've been saying I prefer to use accord and satisfaction. Why? Because I can sue them in court for accord and satisfaction. Right? But I cannot sue them on a discharge. Accord and satisfaction is a settlement. Is a settlement, right? But
correct.
A discharge is a gift. They don't have to accept your gift. But if they take accord and satisfaction, now me and you got a binding contract. You know, so here it is, accord and satisfaction under the code UCC is 3-311, accord and satisfaction, right? Now, it says that if you write on an instrument that is tendered as full satisfaction of the debt, or to be sent to a designated person or office or place, and the instrument accompanying communication was not received by that designated person or place, that's how they say it's no good. But if you send it to the place they needed to go, they accept it, they cash it, it's done. All you have to write a conspicuous statement to the effect that the instrument was tendered as full satisfaction as of the claim. That's all you got to write. So they got to do it. If they don't do it, yo, you take them to court and get it enforced. So this is my preference. But a lot of people don't like this because I tell you, if you use an accord and satisfaction, what you would do is you would send like 10% of the money that they say you owe. Now, one thing that y'all really don't be knowing is in A, it says, if a person against whom the claim is asserted proves that The person in good faith tendered the instrument to the claimant as full satisfaction of the claim. The amount of the claim was unliquidated or subject to a bona fide dispute. And the claimant obtained payment of the instrument in the following subsection supply. A bona fide dispute. A lot of y'all have to send my third-party debt collector letter to them before you send in the accord and satisfaction. You want to ask them to prove to you that they're the holder in due course of the instrument. That's a dispute. Now, if you don't do the dispute and you do accord and satisfaction, you can lose in court. But if you follow this law to the T, it will work.
That's like the meetings of the mind first, right?
Right.
And then you do your accord and satisfaction.
Right. You see what I'm saying? So these are the little things y'all don't know, newbies, when it came to these laws, because no one showed you the law. The actual check becomes an affidavit and a contract. And if they didn't agree with the contract, they're supposed to send that check back. The cash is woes on to them. You know? But with that being said, brother, you got anything else, Adam?
No, sir. No, sir.
All right, peace, God.
Peace.
All right. So I'm going to go back to this little process, bullshit process. And it says, let me find my place where I was reading from. Then it says, calculate, number four, calculate the value of your paper saving bonds. Calculate the value of your paper saving bonds. Locate America's First Credit Union. Then they have an address for it. Then it says, this will be your master universal number. It is the America's First Credit Union, and the routing code is da-da-da. This number comes right off the Social Security Administration from locations and banks to use. It will tell you it's Federal Reserve Bank, but the Social Security Administration is not federal or the pseudo use of the word in any way. Make sure you make this clear to PayPal, Amazon when you try to make this your primary account. Believe me, I'm creating a game called the PayPal game. If you get through the matrix, you get a prize. I guess I'm there. I can write e-checks and have a world MasterCard. I've even got a letter from PayPal. I may have the most responsible customer they ever had. I think I'm up to 16 phone calls over 12 hours and had to go up to 4 levels and reps to get this done. But whatever I had to do to get the real people, real money, I did. This is what I've been working on this weekend, along with volunteer lists, every state of volunteers in case they need to work in the hospitals, welfare system, meals, wheels, and critical service like grocery stores and gas stations. I have almost 400 people ready to help in all over the country and the world. We are organizing teams in every state, whether they are needed or not, to be sure that no one is left behind. Thanks, Ginger. Like I said, it's all gooblygook. It's all bullshit. Show the receipts. Show me the laws. Show me the receipts of any of this. Then it says, complete instruction list. This is a sample copy of the steps to take access to your treasury to direct government. I call them TDA accounts. Keep in mind, this is a long process. You must take ownership of your accounts and follow through by being persistent. The process is to get Amazon and PayPal accounts set up as extensive, but after September 15, 2017, and all HCH Payments Automatic Clearinghouse will be effective for all. I believe complete and precise instructions will be made available, but I have taken the steps and tried to make them as easy to understand in the instructions for all. Right? So once again, you can read all of this again and again. Not one law, not any information. What these people really be doing is experimenting with y'all's lives. And y'all get caught up and get cases of fraud put on you. And you ain't got nothing to say. What you going to do? Tell them Rebecca said it? You don't even know who Rebecca is. You don't have a last name, nothing. And now you caught a case. And then that's normally when y'all contact me, Jonah Beck. Oh, Jonah, can you help me with this? I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up. Right? And then what? And I'm be like, yo, you learned that from me. And it's too late for me to teach you how to defend yourself in court when you got the case now. It's mad things I got to show you how to do. I got to show you how to do a judicial notice. I got to show you pivotal cases that you got to put in the law into court, which is the Constitution. You got to be able to do a Rule 5.1 constitutional challenge, all of that. These are many steps. This ain't one step. It's easy for us now that know it, but for the average person, it takes many, many months of being in my archives to learn this. Y'all have to slow down. Y'all going to have to do what y'all can do. You know, so it's crazy. But I watched y'all go through this stuff time and time again. I'm going to go to caller 917-832. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God. Peace, peace. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is many steps. I'm going through that process myself now.
Right.
Court. Like I said, I haven't seen my baby in 10 months. You know, and I'm dealing with these people out in Jersey in this corrupt Passaic County vicinage. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a hell of a process, man. Especially, you know, you
it's
got so many
things
process. Working against you, but
very
but
hard
at the same
to
time,
learn.
You gotta know, man. Yeah. It, you know, it's not hard to learn once you apply yourself, but
right.
Just going through it is a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're trying to do the right thing anyway. You know what I'm saying? That's why the treaty says peace to those who do the right thing. It's not supposed to be as complicated as it is. It's very simple, but it's a process that you have to go through because people don't want it to do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
That's what it is, you know? And, yeah, man, I wanted to tell you first, you don't sound the same, though. I know it's you, but you don't sound the same. You know, I hope all is well with that. You know what I mean? Of course.
All is well, man. I just got a little scratchy throat.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm trying to get it straight for the seminar,
yeah.
But it's a little scratchy. The more I talk, the more my throat get dried out. It's kind of like a motherfucker who be singing. You know what I mean? And they always got to take that lemon water with the honey and all that. And
Milk and honey, you know what it is.
Yo, I don't be taking it. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I just be forcing my shit. You know? But, yeah.
I sent you an email.
Now, I could pop a Longigen in my mouth. And would sound pretty normal, but I don't feel like it. Because I'm like, all that shit tastes like candy. But, yeah, man, you know, we just got to work at it. And the time to get this information is before you need it, right? But a lot of people wait until they have a problem. And then they want to learn it. And it's kind of too late. Like, you can't really flip that information that quick. And then a lot of them, you know, they be contacting me. Oh, can you do my case for me? I'm like, dog, I can do that. What good is it going to do you? I can do the paperwork and you present it, you don't understand it, and they're going to test you on the paperwork. And that's why it won't work for you. And you don't even believe in it because you don't know it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you got to start early. You know this beast, this devil, got shit for your ass no matter what. So I had a show a couple of weeks ago. He was like, yo, why go to their courts? That shit pissed me off, right? Fuck you mean why go to their courts? Nigga, we ain't going in them courts because we want to. We don't try to be in their courts. Right. They come get us. They come get us and make us go. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yo, if you don't go, what do they do? Put out warrants and shit next time you get stopped. Whether you driving or not, they grab that ass up. Right or wrong?
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
Right? So,
yep.
You got to know their court system and know how to beat them in their court. I taught this a long time ago. All roads lead to court.
All roads lead to court, yes.
You ain't going to be able to avoid it. Yo, I used to have a process where I used to do special appearance, and I would go into black laws and break down what that meant and wouldn't show up. You know what I mean? And before I created the injunction. Yeah, nigga, I had like 9 fucking warrants out that bitch because I wouldn't show up.
Yeah.
And, yo, they was just looking. You know what I mean? I could stop for anything. It was over. So one day, I'm in my man's car. This nigga loves speeding, yo. He be having mad accidents, fucking up cars left and right, right? I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I got in this nigga's car. He was speeding too much. I'm like, man, let me the fuck out. Every time I try to open the door to get out, this nigga speed off. Whether we was at a traffic light or whatever. So I jumped out the motherfucking car, man, real quick. And motherfucking cop seen it. And I was pissed. I want to beat that nigga's ass. But I couldn't hit him in the jaw because he drives me. Right? So then, man, I got arrested that night because, boom. The cop pulled up the name. And boom. I had all those warrants, right? It took me about 4 days to get out of jail. I was so pissed. I was like, yo, I see this nigga. I'm beating his ass. Little Brooklyn nigga, right? And I just sat down, and I created that injunction. By the time I got to court, everything, there was no cases nowhere. Was no cases nowhere. So what I'm saying is, yo, you got to know this shit now because, yo, you ain't going to be able to stay out their courts. It's impossible. Look at what they're doing now with everything in the world right now, man. They will step to you. You got all people worried about, you know, worried about being able to work everything, man. And then if you ain't working, they said you can't get unemployment, right? And if you can't get unemployment, then what you gonna do? How you gonna pay them bills? How you gonna get money to eat? You know what I mean? They gonna force you into a situation. Now that's cool. You can hustle, B, right? But everyone can't.
Right.
It's a numbers game. It's a numbers game.
Right.
You know what I mean? So one way or another, you're gonna have to confront this beast. He will not be ignored. You know what I mean? All they do is got think tanks. They sit back and think about ways to jam you up. You know what I mean? Come on, man. You pick up your phone in your car because you're looking at the directions. Get somewhere, right? Cop pull you over talking about you was talking on your phone. Of course, you wasn't even talking on your phone. You're using the GPS. What the fuck? You got GPS on the phone if you don't expect motherfuckers to use it. My car's got GPS, and I don't even use the car GPS. I use my phone. It works better. It's more up to date. You know what I mean? They got all types of bullshit to jam you up. That's why you got to be private and not operating in that public law. That public law is meant to
extract money from you.
It's meant to take your money.
And it's a generation. It's a generation and generation. It's not just for me. It's for my child, too. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's some bullshit. Now, you know what's funny now? Now they really fucking with my connections on all of it. And I didn't even...
It's been like that all day. They've been shut down. All the platforms been shut down all day because, you know what I'm saying, they're trying to get rid of the dirt that they got on there. You know,
yeah, man.
You know, the whole system is collapsing all the way across the board, man.
Yeah, man.
You just got to know how to stay above water, man. You have your, like you always say, have your paperwork in order, man. So you know who
right.
you be and where you stand.
Prepare. You know it's going to be some bullshit. Prepare. But I did wonderful talking to you, God.
Peace, God. Thanks. I got that email, too, the letter from the seminar this week.
Alright, that's what's up. I tried to tell y'all, man, everyone thought it was a great webinar. Oh my God, it was packed. It was like 100 and some odd people. It was packed. And everyone wanted the template that same night. I'm like, yo, it's impossible. But, you know, worked at it, got him out. Now everyone got him. Everyone happy. The video of it, my son should get it audit, cut up and ready to be put out soon. So it'll be going on the site for all of y'all who wanted to attend the webinar but couldn't. I'm going to have it available with the template on the site soon. I don't know if it's going to be this week because, you know, I'm preparing for the seminar this weekend and we're going to be busy, but you know what I mean? It's coming. So let me go to the next caller. I lost my spot. I think this is where I'm at. 702-807. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. Peace, God.
What up? Peace.
How are you?
Hey, every man. Attendee got a call. But ain't nobody, no attendee is getting a copy of my goddamn 8-hour damn seminar. It ain't going to be no copies, if that's what you're asking. All right, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, peace to the God, man. Yeah, see, here they go. They keep pumping this fucking secure party creditor bullshit again.
Yeah, man.
Here they go with this shit, man. And they're getting more a little deeper with it now, trying to, you know, try to really, like, suck people in.
They're saying all the shit you want to hear about the money. It appeals to your greed, right? But it ain't giving you no meat and bones, my nigga. No meat and bones.
Bro, nothing. Everybody
like,
on this
God
fucking
damn,
line
not
on this
one
show
law.
Knows.
Not
right,
one
no,
law.
They know that.
Right.
Exactly. No law, nothing. Just shit that sound good, that sound great, and thinking you're going to get some money, and the only thing you're going to do is be a real secure party. You're going to be a debtor. Your ass going to be locked
up. You know what I've never understood is this. If you want to be a secure party, you want to be the creditor, you have to read the UCC. It's UCC 8. And nine.
Eight, yep. Nine, right.
Eight and nine, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just gave you one of the main ones that's going to make you what? A creditor. UCC 9-311.
Right.
Yeah, three. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I just
that's
gave it.
It
to you.
And that's been there. And that's been there. And that's, you know, we know. We know, God. We know. We know. We've been there. We've been doing this shit for some decades, son. So we already overstand.
How they not following the Lord's self? You're using the UCC, perfection of security interest. That means when you perfect the shit the way the law says it right here,
mm-hmm.
part of the predator. It's perfection. Yeah. Like, I got mad people that be like, yo, Jonah, man, they came and got my car, but I had it in the trust. I said, you had it in the trust? Yeah, I had it in the trust. I said, how'd you put it in the trust? Oh, you know, I did my property list. I said, oh.
Mm.
I said, yo, UCC 9-311. It says it had to be the certificate of title has to have the name of the creditor. Is that's how you perfect something with a title. I said, so.
True.
Just because you put it on your property list and filed it, it wasn't considered owned by the trust
until
the trust name is on the title.
Fact. And
the
that's the whole point. You always said that. Right.
If I buy a car,
put the car
from you, I buy a car from you, right? I gave
they
you the money.
They fuck with the fee, God. I know you, I'm just letting you know. I mean to cut your whiz, but they fuck
all
with
right,
the fee.
It's all good. It's all good. If I buy a car from you, I paid you the money. You gave me the car. But I never put the car in my name. By law, that car still, you own it still.
True.
You know what I mean?
Always say, the saying is, it's own nothing but control everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the trust. That's how you control everything, through the trust.
Exactly.
Everything has to be in the trust, bro. Everything has to be in the trust. You can't
you
put it on no property list on the UCC.
Title.
You got to transfer. That's right. Put everything into the trust. Everything. So that's,
you know
that's
what I mean?
And that's how it's put. You always
and
thought
you,
that. You always
you
thought
started
that.
A lawsuit and all that against them as the trust. And I'm like, yo, it's going to get thrown out. The way they see it, the trust didn't own that.
Right.
The trust didn't own that.
Yep.
You didn't transfer, title to the trust.
Nope.
You know,
gotta be in that trust. That trust.
I'm like, yo, you gotta follow the laws. The UCC is the law on transferring property. It's right here.
Right here
it says, if you follow this, it says you will be the lien creditor with respect to that property. Now, where in this process that I read tonight was it talking about you perfecting the title?
Nowhere.
It said redeem birth certificate. Now, the thing that kills me about that, you get the birth certificate, then you send it to the treasury?
No.
How's that redeeming it? How's that redeeming it?
Right.
How
and
you
got
you're older in due course?
Right. You never have no superior. You don't have no superior claim. You don't have no superior claim. That's the superior claim right there.
You have nothing.
The actual
you took the
right,
title
you have nothing.
And gave it to someone else. And then you gave them a whole armless agreement stating that they could do whatever they want with it.
Right. Oh, God.
Now, I just went into accepting gifts law, and it said when you're doing that shit, gifts, you got to tell them specifically what it needs to be used for. Now, dig this. I'm not saying the process is right, but if you was going to send it to the treasury, wouldn't you have to write on it to be used to reduce the public debt?
Right. You have to have some type of cover, some type of, you know.
Some type of verbiage, right?
Yeah.
Some type of instructions, some type of, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, yo, this process don't say nothing about that shit.
And it doesn't even break down the redeem process. It just says send it somewhere. That's all it says?
Yeah. Redeem the birth
wow.
certificate, number one.
Damn.
File UCC
you
and
even,
state of birth.
You don't
post
even own it. How can you? How,
wow. That is crazy.
Yo,
bro.
This shit is no. What they did was they got niggas open by saying QSIP.com. And then they said the DTC
oh, yeah, yeah.
and the TDA got niggas open, but
yeah.
didn't give them no information.
And what they gonna do? Just go on in? They just gonna give you a number, some random number that doesn't is not the real QCF number to the actual bond? Really?
Right.
What
right,
are they doing?
Right. Yo, dog.
That's
why
crazy.
I said 90% failure. I'm 90% failure. I had to do all this bullshit to learn that this bullshit mm-hmm. didn't work, and I was
yeah,
so
yeah,
glad
yeah.
that I didn't catch a case. Trying to do
right,
it.
Right. Because a lot of people did, and a lot of people got locked up,
yeah.
bro. So many people don't even realize, bro, how many people got locked up doing,
yeah.
doing just doing shit, like trying to get the black card,
and,
trying to do all this old other shit, all that the count
everyone's
shit,
still
doing
to,
all. These,
they trying
yeah.
to get you to get the black card. They trying to get you to
yeah.
do the OID and all that. All that shit been getting niggas
oh,
locked
God.
Up for 20 years, man.
Straight up. Straight incarceration. straight
20
incarceration.
Years, they've been getting niggas
yep.
locked up. Been getting niggas'
yep.
houses
and then,
taken and all of that. Crazy bills with
that,
the IRS.
That secure party credit shit will never work. That right there, God, and I always been to me, it's always been just like the PPP shit and like a lot of other shit, is to get people to go that route. The people that are, you know, looking for some quick shit, and then they get jammed up. Those are the people that don't even get in trouble. These are the type of people that are just looking for an out, and they want a motherfucking, you know, want a handout right quick. This is not no microwave shit, y'all.
That
real talk, man.
Shit.
We've been doing this shit for decades, bro. It takes a long time to get to this point.
Fucked up, son. That fast shit always gets you fucked up. You get the little lick.
Anything good
takes
time.
You spent the money
mm-hmm.
on bullshit. Let's tell the truth, man.
Nothing.
Let's tell
right.
the truth.
And then, but
you get that
Jonas,
money to buy materialistic
so cool.
shit that ain't going to do you no
Word.
Good. What do I talk about? Oh, you bought a PlayStation or whatever fuck game is out now. You bought some Jordans. You bought a little Louis belt and all that. And you went and bought the shit straight from Louis, right? You paid $650
right.
for the belt. And the belt ain't even leather, my nigga. It's not even leather.
Some old,
made out of man-made
some old cowhide. Right.
It's not cowhide, right? Straight from Louis
right.
himself.
Right.
Right. And then
right. yeah, they want
that shit goes out of style next year. You're not even gonna wear that shit next year. So you just
True.
Got yourself a case to get locked up for some shit that's gone. The money
yeah.
was gone. In less than a month, and all the shit you bought is worthless.
Now, God, you dropped something, you said something just a minute ago, and I really caught it, what you're saying. How the fuck did you use the injunction to get rid of your warrants? How the fuck you worked that out?
Dog, what you got to remember was, I was the first one. I just created
I know you were.
And they never seen nothing like it.
Mm.
And they just got rid of all those cases. I don't know how exactly that worked. Like I said, some niggas got visited by the sheriff and shit and all that. I never got that. But the one thing that
right.
it did was knock out 9 fucking warrants. Slate clean. To this day, nigga, you know I ain't got no license or nothing. I get pulled over
right,
all the time.
Indeed.
And, yo, my
right.
stops be so quick, it ain't even fucking funny. As soon as
so,
they stop
let me
they
ask
go back to that car,
right.
I'm gone.
Mm-hmm. Right. So let me ask you this, and this is real because now you have said something about the injunction. When they have the injunction, well, okay, when the injunction's in place, okay,
mm-hmm.
The names are connected because
They are.
Because the simple fact is,
we're
yeah,
not
they are connected because the name
think
is in it.
Jonah
right.
John
it's in the injunction.
Bay.
Right.
Jonah John so Bay, the holder in due course to Jonah John Scott. They got both names. But you can't
indeed.
Give them a valid contract. What I mean by that is, if you hand them a valid contract with Jonah John Scott on it with a fucking license that works, that's up to date,
right.
You gave them the contract.
True indeed. That's why you use the IDP and the foreign ID. Yes. Gotcha.
Now, someone
so
told
now,
them straight up they did the injunction and declared their weed DUI. You know, I told you, I took my injunction and put it in a case, and all that shit went away.
Right.
They didn't want no parts.
Right.
I went to court on the day it was supposed to be. And he's like,
true.
Yo, you ain't in the system. Ain't no case.
Well, for some reason, that it's just like, because it's the same thing what you did with the child support. Because they didn't, that child support shit, just like the injunction, it's one and the same. Because it's a child support injunction.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's just a different use for a different thing. Yo, that shit shit. What you just said, they said the same thing to me and the God. They was like, yo, me and Jedediah, they was like, yo, they was like, Mr. Bay, you don't have no case here. No, we don't have nothing. They fumbled around on the computer, everything. They couldn't find. They said, have a nice day. But they tried to come back at me, not like recently. Like, it's been some years they tried to come back on some shit. And then they just sent me a pink slip. That was it. But go ahead, guy.
Yeah. They'll pass that case on to a newbie. And this newbie don't know nothing that they can't fuck with you. But he'll try because he don't know no better.
True. True. Right. And they don't know.
It's kind of like, just like, when you get rid of it with a third-party debt collector and they sell it and move it around to some new motherfucker contact you about it.
But what you've been saying and straight up, you have to attack this shit from the beginning. Like, if you don't hop on it from the beginning, then it's gonna really snowball and you're going to get, you know, not to say you can't get it because we know people that came on this show that you help and been helping, and they've been dealing for shit for years, and they finally got that shit off their back because of you.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
that.
Man. I mean,
real
it,
shit,
it,
drug
it,
cases,
it really
everything.
Work, y'all.
That's real
for
talk.
For the newbies, y'all need to stick in here, really learn. I
real.
Know my lessons is harder
real,
than
y'all.
Anyone else. I know I don't promise you shit, but yo.
Nah.
It works.
Nah, the shit is proof. The shit, that's right. Everything you put out, bro, and you show and prove, that's what makes you a great teacher, bro. Because the simple
now,
fact is you show and prove and you show your own shit.
Someone asked, do you get the IDP in the Moorish name? Yes. Noble Drew Ali said, get a new name and do business in your new name. That's how you get free. That's how you're born again. A new name.
Right.
Name that
right.
you
exactly.
can call from day one.
It's two U's anyway. If you look at the word you, it means single or plural.
Right.
Two of you. Facts. That's
well,
how you
man,
say that's the maximum of law. Real talk.
Maximum of law.
Yep.
And you know, if y'all can go to the archives at SoundCloud, I got mad shows on maxims of laws. I taught those too.
Mm-hmm.
It's all
right.
types of
it's a lot of information.
Stuff you're going to have to know. Like, I had Solar Child hit me up as soon as I got on today. He's like, oh, my God, I went back and listened to you and Ron March shows. Oh, so much juice, so much information. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, that was heavy. That was heavy.
That nigga
that
been around
heavy.
Forever. Solar Child been around forever.
No doubt.
Still catching mad jewels from old shows, man.
Bro, because it's all – this is like a – right. This is a jigsaw puzzle. There's so much
then,
information.
Man. 3 hours,
oh, yeah, he's going
three
in, son.
Days a week.
Yeah. Bro, I used to love it. I loved it back then, bro. You had us, you were zoned in yourself, and you had us zoned in, bro. Oh, God, it was, on the shows, I'd be like, yeah, we going two. We used to be on this phone for 3-4 hours a night,
Facts.
Bro. Real talk. I remember
Facts.
That
we
shit.
We had studying to
what?
Do.
Going
now
going
we don't
in
have to
heavy
study as hard no more But newbies, y'all are gonna have to study. Y'all gonna have to study, man.
Thanks, God. Yeah, you've been going in, God. Real talk.
So,
I know you.
So what else you got going
coach.
On?
Right now, I'm just fucking with this, you know, waiting for the guy, Jedediah, to, you know, drop some things with the eye. You know, we got a, you know, passport thing we working on because, you know,
right.
this whole passport thing and the name change and all that other stuff, you know, I'm still dealing with that right there. I know
cause
that right there,
you're going to have to give it done.
Right. So you still doing it the way, so to get it with the spiritual name now. So now you still
if
do it the same
have,
way, or you got
you
another
have,
way now?
Nah, if you have your court order with the name change,
mm-hmm.
you give it to them and tell them to put it in that name.
Oh, that's it. And then, boom, that's on the passport. And then we'll have the passport
yeah.
and the spiritual name.
Yeah.
So we got to send an executive letter with that or what?
I sent
what you saying?
I didn't call it. It's the explanatory statement. Got everything.
Explanatory statement. My fault. Yeah, my fault. Yeah, yeah. It's so much. We got a lot of information. No doubt.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So do it like that.
They
just do the name change because we're not. They're not gonna give us the. Yeah. They can't. Right. Yeah.
All
we ain't worried about the title nobility.
All those passports. Are from the United States of America. The only thing that they fucking issue is the one that say U.S. But you are a non-U.S. citizen the way I show people how to do it. Now, if you are on a process to do it, you could do it your way. The explanatory statement is the main part. It becomes your application. If your explanatory statement doesn't have the right... Now, they also did a new DS-11, the application.
Uh-oh.
On the application, the new one, it does not tell you to put an explanatory statement.
Oh. Uh-oh. They're trying to railroad us.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
uh-oh.
Y'all niggas.
They're trying to railroad us.
Y'all better pay attention.
Uh-oh.
These niggas play dirty.
Yeah, that was heavy. That's heavy right there, G. That's some bomb
they
you just dropped right there.
Because I'm still getting people their passport. So the woman, we looked at it. I had her read. I always make everyone read. And when she was reading, she didn't say the correct shit. I said, yo, are you skipping a sentence? You're not reading it correct. She's like, no, I read everything. And I says, yo, you got a different application. It's not the same. And I had to send her the one I was on, you know, sent it in the email so she could get it, print it out, and get it done right. You know what I mean? But, yeah, y'all got to understand.
So
that's another thing. See, they start changing shit up when I teach.
Yeah.
Because
no problem.
I teach they from
have.
Their shit.
Mm-hmm. So now, so you're saying the old, so old DS-11 form is still work?
Yeah.
The old form is still work? Okay. All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. No doubt. Yeah. And I want to say this, Jonah. People, when you say, you know, all roads lead to court, yo, people got to realize the court is in the street, the actual street on the concrete. This is the court. This is where everything happens, right here.
Right.
When we in this vehicle, when we on the street, when we out in public, when we on this shit right here, this asphalt, this shit
this
right
is
here
court.
Is the street. This is where we catch charge. That's right. This is court. Nigga, we niggas see niggas know. They know we holding court in the street. This is this shit right here.
Now, check this out. Right. Let me read to you this acts and conditions where it changed. If any of the below mentioned acts or conditions have been performed by or applied to an applicant. Supplementary explanatory statement under oath or affirmation by the applicant should be attached and made part of the application. What happened to the part that the shit that applies to you, you line out? Because when the line out is how you line out that you what? went back to the Republic. You went back
Republic,
you went back to the Moorish nation. You know, so now let me try to find the old one real quick. Because, yeah, that's totally different than the first one.
Mm. Wow.
That's totally different.
Point you brought out right there. Oof, wow.
Oh, I stay on this shit. These niggas.
Of course. I know. You join the Bay, bro. That's what you do.
And so many people, posers, be out there stealing information. They be teaching people wrong, so they get the wrong information. Be like, it don't work. Now, check this one out. If any, this the old one, if any of the below mentioned acts or conditions have been performed by or applied to the applicant, the portion which applies should be lined out and a supplementary explanatory statement under oath and affirmation by applicant should be attached and made part of this application. See, they don't, the new one, you don't have to line
right.
nothing out, and it's not made a part of the application.
Mm.
It's not made a oath. It's not see, when you do this one, your explanatory statement becomes the oath. I don't even
so that's
sign.
Your app.
Yeah, it's your app. I don't even sign.
It's your affidavit.
This. Mm. Yeah, I don't sign this one.
Wow.
This application.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So they changed it. It looked like it ain't a difference. Nah, it's a big difference.
Wow. Hmm. So now basically you will get denied if you do it the way they're telling you, you'll get denied.
Yes. You can't be a non-US citizen. So you need DS-11 2016 is the one you're going to keep on using. Do not use the newest one. And of course, they got both of them on the page, but they got the new one right at the top. So you probably won't even go into the new one.
Wow.
I mean, you probably ain't going to go
one.
To the old one. You're just going to open
old
the
one,
new
right.
one. Yeah. And what years, I'll tell you the year of the new one. I think the year of the new one is 2019. I'm waiting for it to open up.
So
these niggas playing,
they
playing chess, not checkers.
So what if they do away with the old form, then we're going to have to just fit the new
download
form to fit us.
The DS-11 form now is 2020. Download the form now. Download it now.
Got it.
If I'm telling you to change, they only going to leave this shit up for so long.
Right. Facts. Then we're going to have to acclimate the new form to what applies to us, basically.
I don't know if they're going to accept it that way.
Right, exactly. That's why I put that out.
When they make a new form, they're taking something away.
Right, true. Most definitely. Power, that's what they're taking away, your power. Exactly what they're taking away.
Facts. That's what they do. But, yo, that's our show for today. Once again, I've got a webinar. I've got a seminar, peace of God. A seminar just off this weekend in Atlanta, 133 Cartney Way. Atlanta, Georgia. For the flyer, go to jonahbay.com to see the flyer. We got a newbie seminar jumping off next following weekend in New Jersey. For that information, go to my Instagram, Jonah Bay on Instagram, and my Facebook, Jonah Bay on Facebook, and you can see the flyer there. And she's offering $100 off the price. So y'all might want to jump on it. All of y'all that want to come through to the seminar in Jersey, you can save some money. All right. So that's our show for today. I'll talk to you again Wednesday. It's going to be a short show Wednesday because I got to save my voice for this weekend. Peace to the gods. We out of here.